Every day, thousands of people drive by this house of worship. And in driving by, they may have had a difficulty even getting out of bed to go to their job, to go to an interview for a job, any number of things. And a lot of times they wonder if today is a day that they panic at wherever they are and they have to go back home. They go back to bed, they pull the covers up, and they stay there for 3 or 4 days. This could be situational depression, this could be chemical depression, bipolar depression, many different things. They may wonder if today is the day that when they go back home tonight, that bottle of pills that's on their table at the bedside, if they just take it all and end their anxiety. A year ago this month, Gail, having thought what she could do at this church to help those people, put together a program called the Blakemore United Methodist Church Support Group for Depression and Anxiety. She went to Reverend John. Reverend John signed off on it and told her to go for it. We have 57 members that have been to this support group before. Gail and I discussed this spring our similar feelings about helping those that are down and almost out. And she asked me then if I would help her, and I was more than happy to. We've had one or two difficulties with the council person and the zoning for this area in getting a permanent sign outside. And sometimes when you can't go through the government, you can go around them. And I think we may have found that, because we have found that when these people that are driving down West End, right at the end of their rope, and they see a sign out front that there is hope in this church, they come on Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:30. And we have had so many people say, you know, I just happened to notice a sign. And this church, of course, we can't have our sign on the marquee all the time, because this church is so exciting and this church has so many things going on that the marquee is filled all the time, and I thank God for that. So what we're asking is there are cards out in the vestibule, and it has Gail's telephone number on it. If you know anybody, or yourself even, that needs a support group, get one of these cards and just give it to them. Okay? This is a totally anonymous group. What is said in the group stays in the group. But we would appreciate all of this congregation being missionaries to this depression support group. And if you have someone who is at the end of their rope or needing help, a lot of times Gail and I we don't say a whole lot. A lot of times they talk among themselves and they help each other. And so it's an incredible group. So if you know someone that could benefit by this support group, please pick up one of these cards. You don't have to say anything else to them. Just hand them the card. Let them call Gail and let them show up on Thursday night and be part of an accepting and welcoming support group. Thank you.